Philosophically, I think it's quite a dilemma you have with your quarterback, and I want to get your feelings on how you're going to approach this, because on one hand, everybody associated with Matt says it's best if you just commit to him fully and just say the job's yours and let him go. And at some point in time, the organization has to find whether or not he can play to determine whether or not you're going to re-sign him to another contract. Yet, you have built something. Every year, this team has gotten better, and you don't want to lose any of that momentum. How are you going to balance all of that when it comes to your quarterback?
Well, that's always a tough thing, especially with that position. But I think Matt's been around me long enough to understand how we operate. And, as far as saying, even when Kurt was playing at a high level, it was hard for me to say, Kurt's the guy, we're going to commit to that. I really believe that we're going to play the best players. I think that Matt has earned the right to be the starter and to show what he can do. And that's where he is right now. And he's had a good spring. He's worked very hard. But let's not say that I'm not going to look at Derek Anderson and see what Derek can do and see how Derek can play. So, I think that Matt is mentally much stronger than he was. I think he's very focused on knowing now that he can take this team and lead this team and win games. And that's a difference that I've seen from him this spring. And to me, that's very encouraging. I think one of the things that really jumped out at me early was, everybody wanted to say right after Kurt retired, oh, Matt, are you going to commit to Matt? Who's going to be the starter? Matt, you haven't said Matt's the starter. And Matt, when somebody interviewed him, said, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to show these guys that I can lead the team and I can play. And when he said that, to me that struck a chord, because I said, he's finally got it. He finally understands. It's not about what anybody says. It's about what you do. It's about how you prepare. It's about how you carry yourself on the field, and it's about how you perform. And if you do those things, the way I've seen you do it in practice at times, the way I've seen you grow into that the last couple of years, you'll be just fine. So, I think that's kind of where we are at that position, but I'm excited to see how it all goes from here.
Now that Kurt's gone and Matt doesn't have to look over his shoulder, do you see the passion that maybe you had from Warner, where he was maybe texting you or coming up with different plays? And maybe that happens more during the season. But have you been able to see that kind of passion from Matt in the offseason?
I think that it was difficult for Matt because Kurt was such a dominant personality when he was the quarterback. And Matt had ideas. But, Kurt just had so many and he wanted to talk about things. And it's hard for Matt in his role where he was to come in and say that. I mean, Matt has talked, we've talked about things. Like I said, we've had a very good spring. That's more of a function that comes down to really when you're game planning, when you're going against opponents.
Okay.
When in the spring, we're running our system. We're
sure.
running our scheme. We're not trying to beat the Cardinals defense.
Right.
We're trying to run our plays and operate our offense. That's more of a function of when you're evaluating an opponent, you see something and you're like, okay, look, this will beat him in this look. And that's where you get into that with your quarterbacks. But I anticipate there will be a lot of that, because Matt's seen that happen the last couple of years. I watched Mark Rippon and Stan Humphries mm-hmm. grow up in Washington
sure.
in that same environment. They sat for 2 years in Joe Gibbs' offense, and when it was their turn to play, they stepped into that role and they did a good job. And that's kind of the way I feel it's got to happen with us. That's what's got to happen with Matt now. He's got to step into that role and play.
Besides the obvious, moving the chains, not turning the football, what are some of the things you're going to be looking for in the preseason from Liner?
Well, obviously, statistics are something that everybody's going to look at, especially
yes.
the media, and try to evaluate it from that point. But to me, it's more about how you run the team, and there's decisions in certain situations.
Okay.
And to me, where I'm encouraged is if you look at the Tennessee game, that was a game where Kurt was out of the game right before on Sunday.
That's right.
Matt didn't have any reps
True.
That week. He didn't know he was going to play, and he got thrown into that game. But he handled himself very well in that game. He made good decisions. He ran the offense. Those are the kind of things that I really evaluate the quarterback on, because when it's fourth down late in the game and you need a play, you got to be sure that these guys understand what's going on and that they are going to make the right decisions. Kurt
would make decisions. Maybe they weren't always the right decision, but Kurt would make decisions.
And he had conviction in him.
And he had
right.
conviction in
yeah.
him. And, I've seen a lot. I see that in Matt. I see that in Derek. Obviously, Derek's played in the league. He understands that. So that's really how you're going to evaluate them, how they handle the team, how they handle the situations. In preseason, you're going to be playing again. We don't game plan in preseason, so you don't know what you're going to see on the field. So Matt's going to have to adjust and adapt to what he sees and have to run our offense and make decisions, and it's a great opportunity to evaluate those guys.
It sounds like, and maybe you've answered it, when it comes to your commitment to Liner, it's more like you're dating him versus being married to the situation.
Well, that is kind of an easy thing to say. I mean, I don't –
I don't know if you can ever say you're committed or that you're selling everything into one situation, because, you know, in this game, in one play, you could lose a guy. You got to always be preparing more than one guy,
yeah.
And you got to be prepared for those guys to be ready to step in.
Okay.
Because let's say your receiver gets knocked out on the first play. Let's go back to the first game of the year this past year against San Francisco. Anquan, right before the game, wasn't going to play. Steve Breston went out and warmed up, couldn't go.
That's right.
So Lance Long had to go in the game and play. You know, and he didn't play great. He wasn't prepared. He dropped the ball in that game. It was
yep.
a critical situation. So, you know, if you're married to a guy and all of a sudden he can't play, then it's going to hurt your team.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta support him. You got to prepare him. But you got to also be ready to have those guys step in and play if they have to, and that's their job.